And now this is a dictation for Janet Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, August 1948. Address as a letter to Kaylin Guidman, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow-up for Janet, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in March. No hospital visit, has obesity, uses a walker, comes accompanied with husband, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has frequency nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood, stable edema, stable neuropathy, no discolor of the toes, stable dyspnea. She uses inhalers from husband, no oxygen, no CPAP machine, no smoking, hard of hearing, some memory issues, no falling episode, and no orthopnea. Blood pressure in the office, okay, doesn't check it at home. Trying to do low sodium. Has follow with cardiothoracic surgeon for mass on the left upper lobe, which appears stable. There has been abnormalities, peripheral vascular disease, but presently not symptomatic. Follows with Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O. Review system done, medication list review. I will highlight losartan, HCTC, Lasix, remains anticoagulated. Present weight 240, blood pressure nurse 109.78. No gross respiratory distress. Oxygenation was 94%. She appears tachycardic. Heart tones, however, are very distant. She has atrial fibrillation. She's already on Coumadin. I don't see, however, any rate control. There is obesity of the abdomen, not tender. There is 2+ edema bilateral, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from October, creatinine 2.3, slightly higher than baseline, representing a GFR of 21, elevated by carbonate. Other chemistries review. The last echo is from 2023. At that time, there was normal ejection fraction. Right ventricle was dilated. Cardiologist, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. Used to take metoprolol, which I don't see it right now. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, slowly progressive over time, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, no immediate indication for dialysis, high bicarbonate combination of diuretics and probably respiratory failure, normal nutrition, calcium, no need for phosphorus binders, normal potassium, no need for EPO treatment. She does have emphysema documented on prior CT scan, last one from September. She has extensive coronary artery calcifications. She has a mass on the left apex followed by the cardiothoracic surgeon. Atrial fibrillation appears uncontrolled. I'm not sure why she's not on beta blockers. Needs to restart follow-up with cardiology. Already anticoagulated. AFib is permanent. Recent angiogram shows renal artery stenosis, 50% both sides. As well as other arteries. Encouraged to learn about kidney disease, about her options, home, in-center, fistula, peritoneal dialysis versus no treatment at all. Also discuss patient and family, end of dictation,